One must-have device in this pandemic has been the pulse oximeter. You know, the thing that gently clamps down on your finger to measure oxygen in your blood? Doctors and hospitals use them after surgery, or to decide if a patient needs a ventilator, or to help diagnose COVID-19. But here's the thing. Pulse oximeters appear to work less accurately on patients with darker skin. That's according to multiple studies in multiple journals, including two publications this week from the British Medical Journal and the Journal of the American Medical Association. And as you can imagine, the consequences can be serious. Let's talk now to Usha Lee McFarling. She's National Science Correspondent at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication and editorial partner of Here and Now. Usha, hi.
Hi, Scott. Happy to be here.
Hi. Two interesting studies. Let's start with the one in JAMA. What did researchers find?
Yes, well, these are the latest two studies in what's been a like almost a flood of research about pulse oximeters. Mm-hmm. It came out in 2020 that these devices did not seem to be as accurate in patients with darker skin. Mm. And that led to a lot of concern and people looking at them. And every study that's come out since has confirmed that indeed they do not work as well. The question is if this mattered clinically. And the study in JAMA said that not only were the pulse oximeter is not accurate in patients with darker skin, those same patients went on to receive less supplemental oxygen in the ICU. Oh. And of course, we know from COVID that that oxygen can be the difference between life and death.
So it appears that not only were these pulse oximeter devices less accurate, clinically it resulted in more Black patients receiving less oxygen.
Right. And it was just an association. They don't know that the mistakes were the cause of it, but it's because those readings are directly used to make decisions on whether or not patients should get oxygen or be admitted to ICU, it certainly is something that physicians are concerned about.
Okay. And on top of those studies, there's the one in the British Medical Journal where researchers looked at 30,000 cases or so where there were both readings of oxygen levels and blood drawn, and it found that more Black patients had hidden levels of low oxygen levels than other patients. Why might that be?
So the British Medical Journal study is important because it looked at thousands and thousands of patients throughout the VA medical system. And again, this was done before 2019, so these are not COVID patients.
Okay.
And these are not even ICU patients. These are patients just in general surgical or the regular floors who aren't that sick. These regular patients also were having misreadings on their pulse oximeters. And if you extrapolate this to the general population, hundreds of thousands or even millions of patients getting wrong readings, which means they might not be getting the care they need for heart disease, for respiratory infections, you know, and certainly we know these devices are critical for COVID care and management.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, a false green light. It appears to be, oh, you're 97, 98, you're fine, you can go home, but maybe not. Maybe that's a false green light. Are there theories as to why these devices may not work as well?
It's pretty straightforward physics. It's light that's used to detect the amount of oxygen that's flowing in your blood. So, you know, it's a wonderful device because we don't have to get our arteries punctured, which is very painful to get a measure of oxygen. But melanin in the skin interferes with the light flow, as does nail polish, by the way. So if you've got like a dark nail polish on your finger, that could also interfere. And I want to mention a lot of the studies, and we in this conversation are mentioning Black patients, and that's certainly true. But this isn't about race. It's really about skin color. You know, you could be a very dark-skinned Asian person that would be impacted, or a very a light-skinned Black person might not. Mm-hmm. But many people have said, really, for future studies, don't use race, but like really literally measure the person's skin color.
So I'm just trying to make sure I understand what the light does. Is it that this device shines, say, an LED light into my finger and that assumes that hemoglobin is absorbing the light, and then the more that's absorbed, the more, okay, you seem like you're doing okay. But in some people, it may not be the hemoglobin absorbing the light. It may be the pigment absorbing the light. And suddenly, the device thinks somebody's healthy.
Right. And the devices, they're excellent devices, again, but the FDA has fully admitted this. They have been basically tested on light-skinned people. So it's really an indication of the problem that we have in our clinical trials and our device testing. I will say that there's some pushback from device manufacturers and also some physicians who say, yes, these devices aren't perfect, but they're also not perfect in light-skinned patients. And, you know, it really doesn't matter. A doctor's not going to just use this one reading from a tiny device to make a life or death decision. But other doctors say that's exactly what doctors do. When people come in the ER, it's like below 88, you go into ICU. You know, above 90, you get sent home. A few points off, it really can make a big difference. And another thing they're telling me, even pulmonologists are saying they weren't taught anything about the devices not working well in dark skin patients. So this is news to a lot of the people that use the devices. They didn't learn about any of this in medical school.
Yeah. There is, of course, a much broader conversation about health disparities in this country and others. Do these findings about pulse oximeters kind of fit into one chapter of these disparities where either certain devices or certain corners of our medical system just inherently treat different people differently?
Yeah, I think this pulse oximeter story is really emblematic of a lot of things we're seeing. And I think it's one reason these stories are being so widely shared and discussed. We have not vetted or verified so many things on different populations.
And is the ocean liner starting to turn a little bit? That is, the whole system we have for testing drugs, for devices, is it starting to respond?
I think it is. And I think the agencies that regulate, the agencies that fund, like, you know, FDA and the NIH, they're saying, you know, you have to be more inclusive. You have to change business as usual. Now, whether they enforce the guidelines that they're putting out will be another story. And we'll certainly be keeping an eye on that at STAT.
Usha Lee McFarling is national science correspondent for STAT News, our editorial partners. Thanks so much, Usha, for the time.
Great, Scott. Thank you so much.